Well, welcome to the Green Fleet Radio. Today, our guest is Rachel Vernersi. She's the environmental educator for the Northwestern Indiana Regional Planning Commission, or NERPCE. Rachel, welcome to the show.
Good morning. Thank you.
Well, you know, a lot of people want to know, what is NERPCE and what is your role there?
Sure. So the Northwestern Indiana Regional Planning Commission, also known as NERPCE, is a regional council of local governments serving the citizens of Lake Porter and LaPorte counties in Northwest Indiana. So NERPCE provides a forum that enables the citizens of Northwest Indiana to address issues that are related to transportation, the environment, and their community and economic development. And as you said, I'm the air quality environmental educator, and I lead our Clean Air Initiative, which is Northwest Indiana Clean Air.
And what is Northwest Indiana Clean Air?
So Northwest Indiana Clean Air is a partnership between the people and businesses of Northwest Indiana, and we all come together to educate and inspire residents to take action to improve our air quality in the region.
And so what does Northwest Indiana Clean Air have planned for 2018?
Sure. So I just started in June, so we're starting a couple new programs, and one of them is Air Quality in You. It's a curriculum that I'm going to be piloting at the Boys and Girls Club of Northwest Indiana.
Wonderful.
Yeah, so it'll be a week long for 8 to 12-year-olds, and it's all hands-on learning activities, and hopefully we can start implementing that into schools throughout the region.
So will you see that similar to some of the recycling efforts that have happened in the past with schools? And is there any reason we picked that age group?
So we pick that age group just because air quality can be a little bit, I wouldn't say complicated, but hard to understand maybe for the younger children, which eventually we'll be able to, I will be able to possibly develop something that would be geared more towards them. But this seems more of an appropriate age where they can really grasp onto those concepts.
That's wonderful. And so how would people really learn more about this program with the Boys and Girls Club?
Sure. I mean, you can always contact me and you can send me an email, or you can actually contact the Boys and Girls Club too. So it will be a summer program. It's a camp.
Wonderful.
So they can, if they want to be a part of the program, I'm not sure if it's already filled already, but they can contact the Boys and Girls Club that's in Valparaiso.
That's exciting. And so how can people learn more about Northwest Indiana Clean Air and get involved?
Sure. So to learn more, please follow us on our Facebook page. We also do have a Twitter. So NWI Clean Air. And you can also send me an email whenever you'd like at RVERONESI@NERPCE.org, or you can always give me a phone call on my office number at 219-763-6060. And then also we have a website, www.nwicleanair.com.
A lot of information there, Rachel.
Yes,
and,
it is.
And so in regards to some of the other events that you're planning for the year, why don't you maybe tell our listeners a little more about that?
Absolutely. So NERPCE is actually supporting an initiative that's happening in the Miller-Gary community. It's called Take Bike the Streets. So our air quality initiative is geared towards active transportation and how people can get involved with active transportation, which would include biking and walking, and how we can reduce our individual impacts by riding our bikes, for example, or walking to places, obviously, when it's accessible. So the different initiatives that are in Take Bike the Streets is Build a Bike, which is a program where anybody from the community is welcome to come build their own bike. So it's for any age group. And then it also includes stewardship. So they can do things around the community to help beautify the area as well. And then the kids take their bikes home with them.
Wow, that sounds like a great opportunity for businesses to get involved and getting involved with our community. So that's wonderful. Any closing thoughts?
Well, there was just...
Sure, absolutely.
So there's also a safety village that we're going to be starting in the Miller-Gary community. There's one in Tri-Town. So I believe that's Cherville, Dyer, and Munster maybe, that they have a safety village already in place. And theirs is absolutely wonderful. And Gary's kind of, you know, using that as a model of how they're going to be doing
Cherville,
it for this year.
I think Cherville, St. John, and Dyer.
Yes.
The Tri-Town.
Yes, yes. So we're going to be assisting them with that. And then also there's going to be a service adventure camp. It's called Northern Lights. And that includes biking, hiking and canoeing from Michigan City all the way to Gary. So it's a day-long camp that underserved children are able to be a part of the program.
Sounds like wonderful opportunities coming for 2018.
Yes.
And, you know, we look forward to this. We look forward to some of these clean air initiatives. And thank you for being on our show.
Oh, thank you for having me.
And that will do it for today's edition of the Green Fleet Radio. I'm your host, Carl Lissick. Thanks again to our guest, Rachel Vernersi, the environmental educator for the Northwestern Indiana Regional Planning Commission. Green Fleet Radio airs three times every Wednesday on Lakeshore Public Radio. Be sure to tune in and to visit us online at southshorecleancities.org. Thanks again for joining us. And remember, it's never too late to begin your environmental legacy.